This is the Sakar Murli of the 23rd of September, 2024. Essence, sweet children, day and night, think Baba, Baba within, and you will experience limitless happiness. It will remain in your intellects that Baba is giving you the treasures of Kuba, a very wealthy king. Question. Which children does Baba call honest flowers? Say what indicates such children. Answer. Honest flowers are those who never become influenced by Maya. They do not have any conflict with Maya. Even if such honest flowers come last, they make effort to go fast. They keep the aim of going ahead of even the older ones. They stay busy in making effort to remove their defects. They do not see the defects of others. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. He is the spiritual father because Shiva is the supreme spirit, the supreme soul. Every day the Father explains new things to you. There are many sannyasis, etc., who relate the Gita. They are not able to remember the Father. The word Baba cannot emerge from their lips. This word is for those on the family path, whereas they belong to the path of isolation. They only remember the element of light. They never say Shiv Baba. You can go and check. When great knowledgeable sannyasis such as Chimanyanda, etc., relate the Gita, it isn't that they consider Sri Krishna to be the God of the Gita and have yoga with him. No, they only have yoga with the element of light. They have the knowledge of the Brahm element and the elements. It is not possible for anyone to call Sri Krishna Baba. Therefore, Sri Krishna is not the Baba who relates the Gita. Everyone calls Shiva Baba because he is the father of all souls. All souls call out to him, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. He is the supreme, the highest, because he resides in the supreme abode. All of you also reside in the supreme abode, but he is called the supreme soul. He never takes rebirth. He himself says, "My birth is divine and unique. There is no one else who can enter a chariot and show you the way to become the masters of the world." This is why the Father says, "No one knows me as I am or what I am. It is only when I give my own introduction that you can come to know me." How can those who believe in the element of light or the elements consider Sri Krishna to be their father? All souls are children. How could everyone call Sri Krishna father? It cannot be said that Sri Krishna is everyone's father and that we are therefore all brothers, or that Sri Krishna is omnipresent. Not everyone can be Sri Krishna. If everyone were Sri Krishna, they would also have to have a father. Human beings have forgotten everything. Because of them not knowing him, it is said, "Only a few out of multi-millions know me." Anyone can recognize Sri Krishna. People from abroad also know him. They call him Lord Krishna. They also have an image of him. But in fact, it is not an accurate image. They hear from the people of Bharat that he is worshipped a great deal. Therefore, it is written in the Gita, God Sri Krishna. Can God be called Lord? They say Lord Sri Krishna. In fact, important people are given the title Lord. They give this to many. This is called the city of darkness. They call any impure person a lord. There is such a difference between the impure people of today and Shiva or Sri Krishna. The father says, "The knowledge that I give you now will later disappear. It is I who come and establish the new world, and it is I who now give you this knowledge. It is only when I give you this knowledge that you children can listen to it. No one apart from myself can relate it. No one even knows it. Can those sannyasis remember Shiv Baba? They cannot even tell others to remember incorporeal God. Have you ever heard them say this? Even many well-educated people don't understand anything." The father now explains that Sri Krishna is not God, even though human beings continue to call him God. There is so much difference. The father sits here and teaches you children. He is the father, the teacher, and the guru. Shiv Baba sits here and explains to everyone. Because of not understanding this, they have not shown Shiva in the Trimurti. They portray Brahma, who is called the father of humanity, as the one who creates people. But he is not called God. God does not create people. All souls are the children of God. He therefore has to create people through someone. Who adopted you? The father adopted you through Brahma. It is only when you first become Brahmins that you can then become deities. You have never heard this aspect before. The father of humanity surely has a part. He surely has to act. Otherwise, where would so many people come from? They cannot be children born through vice. Those Brahmins born through vice would say their surname is Brahmin. Everyone's name is different. Only after Shiv Baba enters him is Prajapita Brahma called by that name. This is a new aspect. The father himself says, "No one knows me. No one knows the world cycle either." This is why the rishis and munis all say, "Neti, neti." They neither know the Supreme Soul nor the creation of the Supreme Soul. The father says, "Only when I come and give my own introduction can they know me." Those deities there do not know how they received their kingdom. They don't have any of this knowledge. Once they have attained their status, there is no need for this knowledge. This knowledge is needed for salvation. They will have already attained salvation. These are very deep matters that have to be understood. Only sensible ones will understand. However, the old mothers do not have as much wisdom. Each one of you has your own part according to the drama plan. They would not say, "O God, give me a good intellect." If I were to give everyone the same intellect, everyone would become Narayan. Would everyone sit on the throne on top of each other? Yes, the aim and objective is to become that. everyone is making effort to change from an ordinary human into Narayan, they will become that according to their efforts. If you all raised your hands to say that you will become Narayan, the father would laugh internally. How can everyone become the same? They would all be number-wise. There is Narayan the first, the second, the third, just as there is Edward the first, the second, the third. Although you have the same aim and objective, each of you can understand for yourself what status you would claim if your activity remains as it is. You definitely have to make effort. Baba brings number-wise flowers, and he could also give them out number-wise. However, he does not do that, because some of you would lose hope. Baba knows, and he also sees which ones do more service, which ones are good flowers. Then all the rest are number-wise. There are many older ones sitting here, but there are also some good new flowers. He would say, this one is a number one honest flower. He does not have any conflict or jealousy, etc. Many definitely still have one defect or another. No one can be called complete. You need to make a great deal of effort in order to become 16 celestial degrees full. No one can become complete yet. Even now, some good children have a great deal of jealousy in them. They have defects. The father knows what type of effort each of you is making. What do the people of the world know? They do not understand anything. Very few people understand. The poor understand quickly. The unlimited father has come to teach you. By remembering that father, your sins will be cut away. We have come to the father. We will definitely receive the inheritance of the new world from Baba. It is number-wise, from 100 to 1, but once you know the Father, once you listen to a little of this knowledge, you will definitely go to heaven. It is not a small thing to go to heaven for 21 births. It is not like they say when someone dies that he goes to heaven for 21 births. Where is heaven? There is so much misunderstanding. Even good and important people say that so-and-so has gone to heaven. They don't understand what they refer to when they say heaven. Only you know this. You are also human beings, but you have become Brahmins. You call yourselves Brahmins. You Brahmins have one Bapdada. Therefore, you could ask the sannyasis, the great version spoken by God, say, forget the body and the religion of the body, and remember me alone. Was it Sri Krishna who said, remember me alone? Do you remember Sri Krishna? They would never say yes. There would then be revelation. The poor, innocent ones who go to them don't know anything. They become angry in front of their followers. The name Durvasa, sage known for his anger, is remembered. They have a great deal of arrogance. They have many followers. It is the kingdom of the path of devotion. No one has the power to question them. Otherwise, you could ask them. You worship Shiv Baba, So whom do you call God? Is God in the pebbles and stones? Later on, they will come to understand all of these things. They now have so much intoxication. All of them are worshippers. They cannot be called worthy of worship. The Father says, "Scarcely a few know me. Out of you children too, only a few know me accurately as I am and who I am. Internally, you experience a great deal of happiness. You understand that Baba is giving you the kingdom of heaven. You receive the treasures of Kuba. A play about Aladdin's lamp is also shown. When the lamp is rubbed, huge treasures emerge. Many such plays are shown. There is also a story about what an emperor whose friend was God did. He would give his kingdom for a day to the first person who came onto the bridge. All of those are just stories. Now the Father explains that God is the friend of you children. He enters this one and eats, drinks and plays with you. The chariot of Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba is the one and the same. Therefore Shiv Baba must also surely play with you. When you remember the Father whilst playing, it means that both are in this one. There are two, Bap and Dada. However, no one understands this. They say that he came in a chariot, so they have portrayed a horse chariot. It cannot be said that Shiv Baba sits in Sri Krishna and gives knowledge. They then say God Sri Krishna speaks. They do not say God Brahma speaks. No, this is the chariot. It is said God Shiva speaks. The Father sits here and gives you his own introduction and tells you the beginning, the middle and the end of creation and its duration. No one else knows these things. Those who are sensible would use their intellects. Sannyasis have to renounce everything. You also renounce the whole world, including your bodies. You understand that those are your old skins and that you have to go to the new world. We souls are not residents of this place. We only come here to play our parts. We are originally residents of the Supreme Abode. You children also know what the incorporeal tree up there is like. All souls reside there. This drama is predestined. There are many billions of human souls. Where do they all reside? In the incorporeal world. However, the stars in the sky are not souls. People have even called those stars deities, but they are not deities. We call Shiv Baba the Sun of Knowledge. Those stars cannot be called deities. So many wrong things have been written in the scriptures. All of that is the paraphernalia of the path of devotion through which you have continued to come down. You will continue to come down if you are to take 84 births. This is the iron-aged world. Satyuk is called the golden-aged world. Who resides there? The deities. No one knows where they went. You understand that they took rebirth. The Father has explained that while taking rebirth, they changed from deities into Hindus. They became impure. No one else's religion changes in this way. No one knows why their religion changed. The father says, they became corrupt in their religion and in their behaviour. When they were deities, they were pure couples. Then they became impure in the kingdom of Ravan, so they could no longer be called deities. That is why the name Hindu was given. God Sri Krishna did not establish the deity religion. Surely it must have been Shiv Baba who came and established it. People celebrate the birth of Shiva or the night of Shiva, but they do not know what he did when he came. There is also the scripture Shiva Purana. In fact, there is only the one Gita of Shiva which Shiv Baba spoke. There are no other scriptures. You do not commit any violence. No scripture of yours is created. You go to the new world. There are no scriptures or Gita, etc. in the Golden Age. Who would study them there? People say that the Vedas and scriptures, etc., have existed since the beginning of time. They do not know anything. There are no scriptures, etc., in heaven. The Father created the deities. They all attained salvation, so there would be no need for them to study scriptures. There are no scriptures there. The Father has now given each of you the key of this knowledge with which the lock on your intellect was opened. Previously, those locks were completely locked, and so you did not understand anything. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Do not be jealous of anyone. Remove your defects and make effort to become complete. Claim a high status by studying. 2. Renounce everything, including your own body. Do not commit any type of violence. Do not have any arrogance. Blessing. May you have the happiness and intoxication of having imperishable and unlimited rights, and thereby become constantly carefree. People in the world claim their rights with a lot of effort, whereas you have received your rights without making any effort. To become a child means to claim your rights. Wah, I am an elevated soul who has all rights. Stay in the intoxication and happiness of these unlimited rights, and you will constantly be carefree. These imperishable rights are guaranteed. When something is guaranteed, you remain carefree. Hand over all your responsibilities to the Father, and you will be liberated from all worries. Slogan: those who have big hearts and are generous-hearted are the foundation of unity. Om Shanti.